Governor briefs state on incoming tropical weather. Texas border business. Austin. Governor Greg Abbott held a severe weather briefing and press conference at the Texas State Emergency Operations Center, SOC, to provide an update on the tropical system in the northern Gulf of America and the state's preparedness posture ahead of potential impacts along the upper Texas coast and in southeast Texas. Saving lives is the most important thing that we can do, said Governor Abbott. It is essential that individuals prioritize their personal safety and stay away from rising water. This is the first tropical storm Texas has faced this calendar year, so take this opportunity to gather supplies like food, water, and gas. Most importantly, follow guidance from local officials over the next 24 to 48 hours. The National Hurricane Center is monitoring an area of low pressure in the northern Gulf. The tropical system is expected to bring moisture to Texas communities beginning today through midweek. Primary threats include heavy rain, flooding, and rip currents. As this storm system reaches Texas shores and moves across the state, impacts are also possible further inland. Excessive heat and humidity are also contributing factors to the intensity of storm impacts. Texans along the upper Texas coast and in southeast Texas should remain weather aware, heed the guidance of state and local officials, and have an emergency plan ready. Possible tropical storm force wind gusts along the coast could cause isolated power outages. The state remains in coordination with electric power providers, the Public Utility Commission of Texas, and ERCOT to monitor grid conditions and support a rapid response if any storm-related outages occur. The governor was joined by Public Utility Commission Chairman Thomas Gleason, ERCOT CEO Pablo Vegas, Texas Division of Emergency Management, TDEM, Assistant Agency Director and Chief of State Operations and Incident Support Orlando Alanis, Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Colonel of Law Enforcement Operations Jason Taylor, Texas Military Department Chief of Staff Rodney Kelly, Texas Parks and Wildlife Colonel and Law Enforcement Director Ronald Vanderost, and Texas Department of Transportation Executive Director Mark Williams. At the direction of the governor, TDEM requested that representatives from the following member agencies of the Texas Emergency Management Council report to the Society for 24-hour operations and ensure their resources are ready to deploy as necessary. Texas Department of Transportation, Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service, Texas A&M Forest Service, Texas Department of State Health Services, Texas Emergency Medical Task Force, Texas Health and Human Services Commission, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, Texas Animal Health Commission, Texas Department of Agriculture, Public Utility Commission of Texas, Railroad Commission of Texas, Electric Reliability Council of Texas, Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Parks and Wildlife, Texas National Guard, Texas Cyber Command, Texas Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster, American Red Cross, Salvation Army. Additionally, the Texas Emergency Management Council agencies continue to engage in wildfire response and monitor ongoing wildfire conditions across large portions of the state. As Texas reaches the heart of hurricane season, Texans are reminded to follow these flood preparedness and safety tips during tropical weather events. Know the types of flood risks in your area. Sign up for your community's warning system. The Emergency Alert System and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration provide emergency alerts. Build an emergency supply kit. For more information on how to build a kit, visit texasready.gov. Keep important documents in a waterproof container. Create password-protected digital copies. Protect your property. Declutter drains and gutters. Consider a sump pump with a battery. Move valuables to higher levels. Be cautious when encountering water on roads or in creeks, streams, storm drains, or other areas. Never attempt to cross flowing streams or drive across flooded roadways, and always observe road barricades placed for your protection. Remember, turn around, don't drown. Texans can locate tropical weather safety information at texasready.gov, check road conditions at drivetexas.org, and find all hazards preparedness tips at tdem.texas.gov/prepare.